God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Go and get some records. Go and get some records.
Gonna get some records for my baby.
Mr. Record Man, get this record for me, won't you please?
I should keep records of these things.
The WGXC Record Fair 2018 is coming back Sunday, September 16th at the Basilica Hudson. Vendors from across the Northeast will gather at Basilica's main hall to sell vinyl, CDs, cassette tapes, DVDs, books, musical equipment and instruments, and radio-related ephemera. If you want to get involved and sell records, CDs, or more at WGXC's Record Fair, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call 518-697-7400. That's recordfair@wgxc.org. You can also make a donation to WGXC of old records, tapes, or other media. Again, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call 518-697-7400 to help with the WGXC Record Fair.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Hello and welcome to Music from Recent Centuries. This will be a quarterly show featuring fiddle and classical music. Today's show will feature fiddle music, and the first track will be St. Anne's Reel.
Thank you.
was a fiddle classic, St. Anne's Reel, featuring Jeff Autry. And I am Miles. I am a Hudson cellist, and I am trained classically, but I always enjoy playing some, jamming some fiddle tunes, or I go up to a camp in Maine called Maine Fiddle Camp, where that's all play 24/7. And this is music from recent centuries. Today's show will feature fiddle tunes, and our next tune is called Blackberry Blossom, which is my personal new favorite, played by three guitarists, Norman Blake, Tony Rice, and Doc Watson. And here it is. That was Blackberry Blossom, a fiddle classic, played by Norman Blake, Tony Rice, and Doc Watson. Our next song is called Cripple Creek, played by Dave Hum, who is a banjo player, who unfortunately I just found out passed away actually a couple years ago, but I was just reading that, and his music is really great, and I know he lived in Hartford, Connecticut, and busked a lot, and so here is one of his tunes called Cripple Creek. Thank you. Cripple Creek, played by Dave Hum on the banjo. Our next up song will be some vinyl that I have actually heard this song like a million times because we've had this record sitting around our house for a very long time and it's one of my favorites. So this is called Bunker Hill, and I'm pretty sure it's named after a tune from the battle from the Civil War, and it is an all Ozark music of the Ozarks made by National Geographic, and this is a pretty cool tune. So here's Bunker Hill. Okay, that was Bunker Hill from the Ozark record made by National Geographic. And our next song is a Swedish tune, so I can't really pronounce the name, but it would be something like Trollet I Skatten. And it's played by Jenna Moynihan and Owen Marshall. Owen Marshall I have actually played with at Maine Fiddle Camp. He's a guitarist. And he came over and he played some chords for our group when we were performing. And so here's Owen Marshall and Jenna Moynihan.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry, that was just a little hiccup in the works. But that was Trollet y Scotton, played by Owen Marshall and Jenna Moehan. But now, next up, I'm going to play some Ward Allen. And Ward Allen is the Canadian, he's like the most famous Canadian fiddler ever. And this is a tune that he wrote called Maple Sugar. And so here is Ward Allen playing Maple Sugar. Maple Syrup, and I know that my cousins are currently listening to the radio, so I'll just give them a little shout out from Hudson to Nantucket. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Next up, we have another Ward Allen tune that you got a sneak preview of during the first Ward Allen tune when it accidentally started playing, but this one's called Joys of Quebec, and it is another tune that he wrote that kind of wraps up how he thought of Quebec. So here is Joys of Quebec, played by Ward Allen.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Ward Allen playing Joys of Quebec. And as I was reading through the comments section of the last song, there was actually somebody whose dad played with Ward Allen and wrote the words to the song called Maple Sugar. And I thought that was pretty interesting that they just happened to watch that and that their father had been... knew Ward Allen since he's so famous in the fiddle world, but now a more recent fiddle champion by the name of Travis Wetzel, who won the National Fiddle Contest, is playing with Dave Klein, Bill Cheatham, at a fiddle festival for a newspaper booth. And this guy is amazing. You'll hear a crazy roll he does in the middle of the song. And so here is Bill Cheatham with Dave Klein and Travis Wetzel. Okay, that was Travis Wetzel with Dave Klein playing Bill Cheatham, and wasn't that just amazing? He is a very talented fiddle player from Nashville, Tennessee, so a lot of musical influence there. And our next tune is another contra dance tune from the Music of the Ozarks record. So... here it is. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Arkansas Traveler. I forgot to mention that when it came on, but Arkansas Traveler, a dance tune from the Ozarks. And so you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is a quarterly show called Music from Recent Centuries that will feature both classical and fiddle music. And today's show is fiddle themed, so that's what you've been hearing, the show. So our next tune is a tune called the Pitnacree Ferryman, played by Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas. And I heard of them recently, from a friend, and I'd like to thank them for telling me about that. That is Madison Shulkin. I think she's played with Natalie Haas, maybe just heard her at a camp they did or something like that. But here is Natalie Haas and Alistair Fraser. Okay, that was Natalie Haas and Alistair Fraser. I really love that recording, just simply because I'm very interested in the fiddle bowings, and in that recording, the cello was doing a very interesting bowing called chopping, where it's like, instead of playing across the string, you bow down, and it gives it kind of like a chop sound, and I really like that, and Natalie Haas does a very nice chop and rhythm with her bow, so I thought I'd play that because that's a very nice piece. And I want to thank Madison Shulkin for introducing me to the music. And our next piece will be by Kilby Snow from the Folkways record, Country Songs and Tunes with Auto Harp, recorded and edited and annotated by Mike Seeger. This is another record that has been sitting around our house for a while, and we listen to it pretty often. And so here is Kilby Snow. Kilby Snow, that was really great. I love the full sound of the auto harp. And so I thought Natalie Haas and Alistair Frazier, what a great duo. So I'm going to play another piece by them. This is called Grand Etang or Holes Real. And here is Natalie Haas and Alistair Frazier. Haas, Alistair Frazier playing Holes Reel. And so now we jump back again to the Ozarks record, where we'll hear a guitar medley. And I forgot to mention that all these tunes and fiddle music in general is all played by memory or improvisation. There's no music reading whatsoever, so that kind of adds maybe a little, makes it a little harder or adds a little twist to the music playing. And so there's a lot of improvisation and stuff like that along the way. So here's a guitar medley from the Ozarks record. That was a nice guitar medley from the Ozarks record. And next we have another fiddle tune called Farewell to Tryon. And I actually learned this tune at Maine Fiddle Camp from an amazing teacher named Daniel Hawkins. Daniel Hawkins used to be a classical musician and now is very interested in fiddle music. And he taught this tune and gave us a little background. And this tune was written by a guy who had a job in a mill, and he was fired from the mill, and it was in a town called Tryon. So when he was fired from his job, he wrote this tune called Farewell to Tryon.
Thank you.
Farewell to Tryon. Well, that was a more sort of blues recording of it than I learned to play. And so I think since I mentioned Daniel Hawkins, our next tune will be him playing with Carol Bestaver, Jim Hodder's. The many fiddle tunes have come with many names, so you'll sit down at a jam and someone will say, oh, let's play McBenn's Reel, and someone will say, oh, I don't think I know that tune. But then once it starts playing, they'll say, oh, I know it as Jim Hodder's Reel. And so fiddle tunes come in many different names. But here is McBenn's Reel, played by Daniel Hawkins and Carol Bestaver. Hawkins playing McBenn's Reel. So what I really like about him is he's very technical, like a classical musician, but he applies that skill to playing fiddle tunes. And while I was at Maine Fiddle Camp, I learned another tune from him called Coal Miner's Reel, and here it is. Thank you. that was Coal Miner's Reel. And so you're listening to music from recent centuries. And it's a quarterly show. Today was a fiddle version. And maybe next time or a couple times from now will be classical. So it'll kind of shift back and forth from that, from fiddle to classical. And my next track is another one by Dave Hum, but I have no idea like what this tune is, but it caught my eye because of its name, which is Chicken Reel. So here's Chicken Reel. So we're nearing the end of the hour, so thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next show, and enjoy this Doc Watson.